Blog Talk Radio.
Flavor News with Lady Flavor. This is DeLon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
Welcome to the All Media Artists Features on Flavor News Radio. Tonight is going to be a great, great night. I'm getting more tracks from AMA artists. The feature that we are having, the second half of the show, is Ralph Lofton Jr. Oh, my goodness, you are in for a treat. So just sit back and relax. I'm going to play some tracks from some of the artists. I do open up the phone lines for any of the AMA artists to call in and they want to promote something or give a shout-out or whatever. If there's any fans that want to call in and show their appreciation for the artist or for AMA, you are welcome to do that. Or even if you've got some questions, maybe I can answer them, or maybe we can get Teresa to call in to answer them. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I want to start tonight's show out with a very beautiful piece that was just given to me by the feature of our last week's show. This is John D. Green, Senior, with his Caroling of Bells.
Thank you.
This is Ava Lemert of All Media Artists, wishing you and yours a very happy holiday season.
You are listening to the All Media Artists features tonight. I'm going to play during the first hour a variety of tracks from the artists that you can find over at www.all-media-artists.com. You need to go over there and check it out. If you are an artist ready to take things to the next level, I would highly encourage you to join in with the artists over there. There's some great networking going on, along with just having the opportunity to hear some very, very quality tracks from just a variety of artists from across the United States and actually across the world. So let's jump into another Christmas track. You know, might as well get them played, you know, this week. This is Christmas week. Can you believe it? What a blessing. This year is almost over. So let's see. Let's play a track by Lloyd Watson, and this is Old Christmas Tree.
Thank you.
right, that was Lloyd Watson with Oh Christmas Tree. Now I'm going to give you a little teaser, just a little teaser of what you can expect in the second hour. And I'm going to play Silent Night by tonight's feature, Ralph Lofton Jr. All Media Artist Features show this evening. I just finished playing Carolina Bells by John D. Green, Oh Christmas Tree by Lloyd Watson, and Silent Night by tonight's feature, Ralph Lofton Jr. Now, I want to take it in a totally different direction from Christmas and jazz and play a piece by Cat Orlando, and this is Wednesday Girl.
Hey.
Wednesday Girl by Kat Orlando. I see we have a caller on the line, so let me bring that caller in. Caller from the 205 area code. You're on the All Media Artists Features tonight with Lady Flava.
Hello, how you doing, lady?
I'm very good. Who is this?
This is Lloyd Watson Jr., saxophonist from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Oh, did you hear me play you?
I did not. I'm at a gig now. I had to get out and sit in my car to actually call in. I'm on my break right now.
Okay. Well, peace and blessings, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for playing
so
me.
Definitely. So you're busy doing a gig tonight, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's that time of year, so but it's a blessing to have these.
Okay. Well, then I'm honored that you would take the time to call into the show tonight.
Yeah, well, I've been telling Teresa I'm gonna eventually get to call in, so I just, you know, carve some time out to do it. And like, once again, I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. So, so how long have you been an artist?
Wow. As long as I can remember.
Forever, huh?
Yeah, I put my first CD out in 2006, which is Multiple Personality.
Okay.
And, been at it ever since, but I've been playing since I was 14 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now, do you do this actually as a living, or is this just a passion and a part-time thing for you?
It's a living right now because I'm also in grad school, so it gives me the option to do it as my living for now. But I'm hoping to continue, but we'll see what happens at graduation.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, if it's okay, Lloyd, I'm going to play another one of your tracks since we've got you on the line so people can kind of put the voice to the sound.
Please do.
All right. I'm going to play Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Lloyd Watson.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Just listening to Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Lloyd Watson, and we are very, very blessed to have the man himself on the line.
Hello,
such
hello.
A beautiful way to bring in the Christmas season, Lloyd.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite Christmas tunes.
Okay.
We decided to go ahead and do that project in 2007. Yeah. So
okay.
People kept asking me, Lloyd, you going to do a Christmas album? So,
Like
the OG said, you got to give people what they want, you know?
Right. You know what, Lloyd, could you hold a minute? Because we've got another AMA caller on the line. Let me bring him in and see what he thought of what he just heard.
Okay.
All right, John D. Green Sr., you are on the air with Lloyd Watson and Lady Flava.
And my Christmas is very, very merry. Thank you, Lloyd.
What's going on, Dante?
How are you, Bob?
Good.
That was quite an experience there.
Appreciate it, man.
Very nice, very impressive.
Thank you all for listening.
I really honestly have enjoyed, playing the variety of music that is, found over at the All Media Artists website. And, honestly, to be able to play your music, and John, I started out the show with Carolina Bell's tonight.
Wow.
And
thank you.
You know, you missed it, so that's okay. You know, we'll forgive you.
Yeah, rub that in, why don't you?
But, you know, it's such a blessing to be able to play your music, you know, on my shows going into this holiday season. You know, it's such a warm feeling. You know, it's peaceful. It's calm. It helps me, you know, go into the season, you know, with the right frame of mind. And I thank you both, you know, for that, because sometimes holidays can be stressful, you know, for people. And, you know, just listening, you know, to the calmness of your sound is, you know, kind of takes on the meaning of the season for me. So I appreciate that. So now, John and Lloyd, do you know each other off of the AMA side?
Well, in all honesty, I have frequented his page several, I should be honest and say many, but for the sake of not sounding obsessive, I'll say several times. I have been on it, and his picture, his profile picture is what brought me to his page, oddly enough. So, yeah, I'm familiar with his sound.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. Let me apologize for calling you the wrong name, by the way. I called you Dante or something.
But, it's all right. I figured you would rectify that as soon as you figured out who it was. It's all good. I try to make it my business every week to pick three different AMA artists and just listen to their material and get a kind of feel for what they do and their sound. And that's something that I actively pursue, is to know who my fellow musicians.
Well, shoot, you just made me want to go log on the website and see what the picture was that you're talking about.
Oh, see,
about.
There you go. To everyone listening, you know. Hello,
okay,
Boston.
Lloyd,
there you go.
We're scrolling down to the L's.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, I really think that Teresa and I need to work on, like, putting together an all-media artist showcase somewhere. I really think it should be in Seattle, Washington, personally, since that's where I am. Okay. I was going to clown you, but I'm not going to clown you. But that's a very nice picture.
See, don't it make you want to see more? See that?
Yeah.
All in the picture.
Well, that jacket just stands out, doesn't it? Okay.
There you go.
Okay. I'll see what you're talking
about. I'm a little different.
Yeah.
Huh?
I had to do something a little different. When I was teaching school, my students used to tease me because I always did black, gray, blue, you know, the traditional colors. So I said, okay, I'm going to show y'all a little something different. So there you go.
I can tell you we don't generally see colors like that in Seattle, Washington. You know, so generally when I see, you know, something of a brighter tone or you know, the pink peach color tones, I kind of, you know, figure it's somebody from the down south area. But no, that's a very, very handsome picture. So,
thank you very much.
Man, to have had a wonderful sound like that to go along with it. Okay. So, Therese wanted to make sure that she said hello to you. She's, you know, she's so happy that you called in. She said, don't you kind of dig that southern twang and all. So, yeah. And we're not going to. I wasn't trying to really clown his peach jacket on his profile picture. It's handsome. It's not something we see up in the Pacific Northwest. So, you know.
Hey, it's not a problem.
We musicians can get away with wearing things that just aren't the norm. You ever notice that? We can wear just about anything, and we can pull it off. Okay? Because it's part of our artistic style, part of our creative flair. We can do it.
Oh.
We'll just pull it off.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you just have to know who you are.
I'll put on pink,
green. It doesn't matter with me. You have to know who you are and be secure with yourself.
That's it right there.
But if it looks good, I'll wear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm not a musician or anything. I'm not even an artist, but, you know, I feel like I can pull off some leopard print any day. So, you know, I'm pretty confident in my leopard print, you know. I know it, huh? What can I say? So now, Lloyd, are you familiar with John's sound by chance?
I am.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, I get a chance to click on every now and then and check out, just like he said, check out the fellow artists. And I must say, AMA has a very good roster.
I have to agree with you on that. I just, yeah. So since some people, you know, had to admit that they missed, you know, some certain things.
Here we go.
Since some people missed, you know, the very beginning of my show, I'm just going to start it all over again, you know. So I'm going to play John D. Green Sr.'s Carolina Bells.
All right.
We're doing Carolina Bells. Looking for a certain medicine tonight.
All right, John D. Green Sr.
That was something. Thank you. I got a critique from a friend/friend today on that that particular track, and it was quite interesting. So I'm back in the shop. I'm already back in the studio working out the flaws.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So
gotta take those critiques.
So there's flaws in there, huh?
Oh yeah, there were flaws in there they were small flaws, but they could become bigger flaws as you work on different musics and you start to build a CD's worth of musics. You want to work out every flaw because there's always someone like a Lloyd Watson or someone listening, and you know certain people know what they're listening to. And if you've been working
on
the flaws ahead of time, I'm just keeping it real, bro, you know. I'm keeping it real. So I'm working out those flaws, but I enjoy that piece, of course, that's sentimental value to me. And I really enjoy making it. I enjoy putting my own flair on it. And it's a lot of fun, you know. It's a lot of fun.
So Lloyd Watson, did you want to critique Carolina Bells by John D. Green Sr.?
Well, that would be awesome.
Not at all, man. Look, all I can tell you is keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You know, there's always room for improvement, and I'm my own worst critic, but, hey, I don't – man, if you're happy doing what you're doing, if it makes you feel good and if it touches people, man, just keep doing it.
You know what would have made me feel good? Would have been a nice little saxophone or something right on top of that, you know.
Hey, man, you got the money. I got the time.
You know?
Just playing. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I got to put that plug in early. A nice little saxophone probably would have set that off real nice, you know.
Yeah, huh.
Hey, you know, it's all good.
You know, we've got another caller on the line. They do not have their hand up, but you know what? I'm going to just click and see if by chance they want to speak up and say something. Caller from
right.
the 202 area code. You are on the All Media Artists Features with Lloyd Watson and John D. Green Sr. Would you like to join us? Caller from the 202? Okay, would you like to go back on hold? I could do that. Okay, raise your hand, 202, if you want to at some point speak during the show, but I'll put you back on mute. Okay, I guess they just want to listen. So, you know what? Let me just scroll on down and play some more music for you before we have this amazing feature coming on the second half of the show, which is Ralph Lofton Jr. I was listening to his music just before the show started, and he's another absolutely amazing artist that you can find over there on the All Media Artists website. You know, before I play another track, and I know that you are on break, Lloyd, from the gig that you're playing at tonight, why don't you tell people why you think they should join the All Media Artists website?
Oh, not a problem. Well, it's becoming more difficult for specifically jazz artists to get airplay anywhere. You know, I get emails every week about another jazz station closing. So here's another outlet that we can get our music on and display our talent, you know, to the world. And it's, you know, the cost is very minimal. You know, so it's just an overall great outlet, and Therese is a straight shooter. I really appreciate that about her. It's no game. She lays out exactly what the services are, you know, so you have many options to choose from. So it's just a great outlet to get your music out.
Okay. So
well
do you want to put anything else in, John? I know you are just a big promoter of the AMA website, and you are the reason that I joined it myself. So do you want to give any plugs before I jump into another track?
Simply what Lloyd said. It's an outlet for artists to do their thing and be heard. I mean, it's pretty much self-promoting. You get on there. I mean, like I said, I heard about it from other artists. You heard about it from artists. It's a self-promoting. It's a win-win situation. Why wouldn't you want to come to a site that's dedicated to you, basically, to artists like Lloyd, you know, the great guys, and then guys like me. And you know, there are people like you behind that pulling the strings and pushing the artist and promoting it for people to hear. Again, it's a win-win all around. AMA, baby. AMA.
All right. I have to tell you, it's been an honor for me in the short time that I've been involved with AMA and getting to know the artists and then having, you know, presenting Therese with the idea of doing just a show featuring AMA artists. So this has just been a blessing for me also to be a part of that side. And I'm not an artist, but I'm a fan. So it is a place where fans can come over and join it and interact and get to know the sounds. And also just for us as the fans to help, you know, let other people know about these artists that we are encountering and love and appreciate. Because I think word of mouth is something that is honestly a very, very powerful tool when it comes to the underground independent artists and getting the word out, you know, that they exist and for people to come over and hear their sounds and experience their talents. So with that said, I'm going to play All of Me by Brian Christopher, who is the marketing director over there at AMA and an absolutely amazing artist himself. So All of Me by Brian Christopher.
Oh, about your life, man. How they tell me what you feel. I can't help but be entranced. I'm so glad you chose to be mine. Now I wanna make those plans again. Talking about how I can see forever. Spending my days with you.
But you changed.
Broken heart, yeah, yeah.
Ready, I'm ready to give you all of me. Ready, I'm ready to give you all of me. I'm ready to give you all of me.
That was Brian Christopher with All of Me, and I want to thank Lloyd Watson so much for calling in while he was on break at a gig that he's performing at tonight. And I want to thank John D. Green for calling in and hanging out for a minute and sharing his thoughts, you know, and allowing me to share, you know, his piece that we played at the very beginning of the show. I think I'm going to play another artist. I don't believe that I've played this artist before on any of the shows. And this is Aaron Todd. I don't know, I think I've seen him go by Aaron T, but this is Aaron Todd with Can't Even Cry.
Thank you.
Just listening to Aaron Todd with Can't Even Cry. Now I'm going to take you overseas. I'm going to take you to the UK and play an amazing swing artist by the name of Don Wilson, and this is Learning the Blues.
Are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play that same love song, it's the 10th time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after the other, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose. You're on the right track to learning the blues. Talk to you constantly, and when you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights that you don't sleep, you find yourself crying. You just can't forget her, and you even stop trying. You walk the floor, your shoes, you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. And when you're home alone, the blues will talk to you constantly. And when you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights that you don't sleep, you find yourself crying. You just can't forget her, and you even stop trying. You walk the floor and wear out your shoes. You feel your heart break, you're learning the blues.
All right, that was Learning the Blues by Don Wilson from the UK. Can you just tell me what you think of the variety of artists and talents and genres that you can find over there at the AMA website, All Media Artists website? Just absolutely amazing talents. I want to thank Therese for even, creating that site and wanting to provide another outlet and option for, independent artists to come together to be able to showcase their work and utilize that tool to hopefully take things to the next level for who they are in their career. I want to thank my girl, Lady Blue, for coming and hanging out with us tonight all the way from Pennsylvania. She is absolutely amazing. I want to say spoken word artist, but, she's more than a spoken word artist. She is, I call her a storyteller. She gets much respect from the spoken word artists, poetry artists, fans, here on on the internet, and she is just this wise woman. You just want to sit and listen to her, and she has so much wisdom to share, not only in conversation, but in the pieces that she performs. So I would encourage you, Lady Blue, to come over and join the All Media Artists website. I think it's something that you would get something out of. And, you know, there's some great, amazing talents over there to connect with. So I would encourage you to join. And I want to thank my girl Cindy for coming and hanging out with us tonight. And to all the guests, if you're not wanting to register, that's okay. You can just hang out with us. And to all those that are listening live and hiding in the wings, we appreciate everybody that's come out tonight to hang out with us on the All Media Artists Features Showcase. We are into the second hour. I'm going to click on the line, and hopefully this is our featured guest. Caller from the 615 area code, you are on the air with Lady Flava on the All Media Artist Features.
This is Ralph Lofton.
All right. Houston, blessings.
Blessings to you as well. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Excellent. I won't complain. I could, but that gets me nowhere, so I just learned to stop complaining.
Well, you got to let it out somehow. You got to, you know, life is not perfect. But, you know, I would imagine that when life kind of gets you down, maybe you turn to the keyboards and it helps lift you up.
It does. I have to say that, and it does. But you know that I do find those times where I just get off to myself and just let it all out, complain and everything, ask questions and the whole nine yards. But I'm doing great, and just wanted to say hello to you and thank you for having me on. I'm excited, and I'm really excited about being here. And thank you as well as Therese for giving me this opportunity.
Oh, I am just feel so very honored and blessed to have the opportunity to have you on my show also, and to get to know you and be able to share, you know, your flavor with the listening audience, you know, beyond All Media Artists. I say this all the time, in just the short amount of time that I've been doing these shows, which I guess is about 3 weeks now, the talent that you can find over there at the All Media Artists is absolutely amazing, and the caliber of artistry that's taking place is just, I'm just in awe. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, Ralph, I was a little nervous about you coming on the show, you know, because, you know, going over your bio, you have some absolutely astounding accomplishments behind you as an artist. And I see that, you know, you started playing at the age of 9, so maybe we can kind of start there. And I do want to play some of your pieces. I already played Silent Night because I just wanted to give them a teaser during the first half. You know,
yes,
but,
I've been listening. I've been tuning in, and I've been listening since about 8:15, actually.
Oh, okay. So you got started in playing about at the age of 9 in Memphis, Tennessee. So how did that all kind of come about?
Well, it's a story that I always tell. I was 9 years old. We were in church, and in a Sunday school class, well, actually the Sunday school was about to come to a close, and what we call the superintendent of the Sunday school was standing before us and said, "We're getting ready to do the closing number." And so she turned to me and asked if I would come to the piano and play the closing song. And, of course, I'm looking dumbfounded because I don't play. I've never even sat down to the piano to attempt to try to play anything. And so she said, "Well, you know, even so, just come on up. And, you know, you sit and we'll start singing. And if you feel an urge to, you know, want to just join in with us, then you do so." And so, of course, at that time, I didn't know anything about prophetic word or prophetic anything at that time. And so the congregation started singing, "Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross." And lo and behold, God touched my hands at that time. And I started playing just the straight chords without, you know, any type of flair or anything. Just the dun, 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 dun. And there I was. And of course, it was an amazing thing, and it blew my mind, and everybody else's as well. And but it was a blessing that, you know, God had already prepared that this was going to be what he was calling me to do. And from that point, then that was it. You know, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
What an amazing story. So then from that point, did you take lessons or do you just play by ear and just, I mean, how did that?
I started and I continued for a little while playing by ear. And I knew that I needed, you know, some type of musical knowledge as far as the training was concerned to, you know, try to pursue. I started taking piano lessons, I think I was 11. No, actually, I was 10. And I took it for maybe 4 or 5 months. The teacher that I had, every time you would miss a note, she had this ruler that she would pop you on your fingers if you missed a note.
Uh-oh. Right.
So I would go home and tell my mom, I don't want to go back to this lady no more because she keeps hitting me on my fingers and it hurts. So she said, well, you know, try to hang in there. And I did for a little while longer. And I got, you know, some knowledge, but it just came to a point to where I didn't see myself getting what I needed because of the way the teacher was. And so I stopped and just continued on playing by ear, and I got all into all types of music. I mean, I listened at jazz, I listened at R&B, I listened at pop, I listened at blues, of course, church and gospel and classical and the whole thing, you know. And I would mm-hmm. hear stuff, and I would always try to emulate what I hear and would take that, you know, and then try to just create my feel from it, learn the song, and then play it the way I felt like it needed to be played or wanted it to be played. But that was it, and went on as time went by. I went to, you know, junior high school and high school, and I played in both school bands, which I played trombone. And that is what taught me how to read music.
Okay.
And once that began, then I started to apply that to my piano playing and then spent time with the organ and learning the organ. And that's kind of how my start began.
So then do you just solely play, like, organ and piano, or do you play like trombone still or any horns or other instruments?
No, I have not since school days attempted trombone. I feel like if I were to pick it up, I probably could still do it.
Okay.
But I have dabbled a little bit with drums. I can play a little drums, very, very little bass guitar or lead guitar. But any other type of horns, you know, that's just totally out of my league. No, I take that back. I could play a little teeny weeny bit of trumpet. It's you know, that's kind of how I am. And I'm at this point, I'm a computer programmer, so I approach recording as if, when I'm, especially when I'm doing everything myself, I approach my recording as if I was the drummer, the bass player, the guitar player,
okay,
the horn player, the string player.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, the saying God-given gift. I mean, obviously, this is a God-given gift for you, for to be.
It is.
You know, to tell the story, you know, as being a young child and just, you know, being able to sit down and, you know, out of nowhere, you know, figure out chords to a song in church, to, you know, the accomplishments that you have experienced, you know, over the many years as an artist, as a musician, is, you know, obviously it's a blessing. So with that said, Ralph, I want to play one of your pieces, and this is going to be My Praise Is For Real.
Okay, I love that song.
All right.
Thank you.
What an absolutely beautiful, beautiful piece. Praise is
Thank
for
you.
Real. So
Thank
I
you.
Want to ask a question because, you know, I didn't think to ask this last week when I had John D. Green Sr. on, who is also a jazz artist too. But when it comes to a jazz piece, I mean, it's very clear that you are a Christian. But when it comes to a jazz piece, how does the name of the song come about?
Well, for me, I spend time, of course, reading the Word of God. And as I create, sometimes actually the title may come before I even get the song out. But more times for me, as I'm creating the music, and if I hadn't done a lyrical content to it, just the music itself, I will feel a relatable scripture in what I'm playing, and then I would refer that scripture to how I create the music. And for me, that's pretty much how it comes about.
Okay. Okay. So now all of the tracks that you do, are they predominantly have some kind of religious base to them?
Basically, they do. There are some things. There's a couple of CDs that I've done that are just strictly hymns. But
okay.
I take the approach of jazz concept and just create. I will take the melody of the hymn and just give it, you know, a jazz feel. What I like to always consider and call my music is inspiration. I never really laud it as jazz or gospel or Christian. I like to title it inspirational because I want when someone listens to what I do, I want them to be inspired by it. I want them
Definitely.
To be uplifted by it and encouraged when they hear it. So I like to, you know, label it as being inspirational, and it's that you're being inspired by it.
Sure, and I can definitely see why you would say that, and I can vouch for myself that it's something that I do feel is uplifting and inspiring. I am a retired Baptist minister's daughter, you know, so
okay.
I totally have a strong faith. You know, it's just like when I talk about who I am and what I do, Ralph, you know, I believe that myself in being an artist cheerleader is my ministry. You know, I think
okay.
there's different ways of going about serving people and serving what
right.
God's will is, you know.
Exactly, and I like that.
You know, and that it doesn't mean that it's just within the church walls that you minister to people, and there's different ways of going about it. So, you know, I've always called, you know, what I do that. So
exactly.
I appreciate, you know, what you're saying in regards to your music because, I mean, your music can definitely transcend all kinds of people that, you know, can be uplifted and inspired by that. And so before I go into asking you more questions, I want to play another piece by you, and this is Because You Love Me.
Okay, one of my favorites.
said that was Because of You, Love Me by Ralph Lofton. Another beautiful piece. Donna in the chat room said it's very relaxing, so I have to agree with Donna. It's something that, you know, your music is the type that you could just listen to, you know, just at any point of day or time, you know, and just feel good, feel peace, you know. Some music's just meant to get your juices flowing and this and that, but I think that, you know, your music is just the kind that you can sit back and relax and just, you know, have that me time and, you know, reflect about your day or your life or whatever and
right.
have a calmness about that.
That's a good way to describe it. I like to, you know, have it whereas whatever you're doing, you know, if you're home, if you're out riding in your car, jogging, I use that term, actually, on that particular CD. That's my opening statement on that particular CD that, you know, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you're walking into your church service and this music is by chance playing, and before the service starts, if it's playing, that it gets you, you know, in the frame of mind for service. If you're driving, it calms you as you drive through rush hour traffic, you know, so that road rage don't appear. You know, whatever it is you're doing. And that's why I say I like to label it as being inspirational so that, you know, whatever mood you're in, it grabs you.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, Ralph, because, you know, that's one of the things that I tell artists all the time, that I don't think they really realize the power that they have and the influence they have on us, the listeners, you know, or the people that are experiencing their art and how we think and we feel, whether it be at that moment, whether it be about our life or whatever. And I would agree that your music can prepare somebody to be calm, you know, to be serene, to be ready, you know, to receive the word of God, to be ready to receive love, to just be ready to receive a restful night's sleep, you know. And
exactly.
So, you know, I can feel that from the music that you have created and allowed me to share on the show. And I want you to know that this isn't going to be the end of playing, you know, Ralph Lofton on Flava News Radio. It's not going to be just played on the All Media Artists. I will be playing you on all of my shows. So I'm just
so excited to have this opportunity.
Oh, of course, of course. I mean,
thank you.
I mean,
that's an honor for me, and I just appreciate that, you know, that you feel, as I like to, you know, say to people, you know, my music is my heart. So when you feel my music, you're feeling my heart because that's what I put into it. And I appreciate that more than I can say to you.
Oh, that, you know, it's a special gift, you know, to be able to experience somebody's art because it is something very personal. You know, clearly an artist is passionate about what they've created. And so to share that with the world, I would imagine at times is kind of scary and intimidating. I don't know for a musician like yourself, but I just
kind of
feel that way.
Yeah,
you know?
It is, definitely.
So that when somebody actually receives it and feels good about what they've experienced from you, I would imagine that's just the utmost honor that you could receive as an artist.
It is. It definitely is. Because, you know, I take what I do very serious. I simply love what I do. And hopefully in that, you know, you hear and feel that through what I play. And regardless to what type of song it is, that is what you're getting when you listen to it.
Right. So before I forget, Lady Melody wants you to know that she feels your music is inspirational, relaxing, and surreal. And
She is such a special person, and I appreciate her so much. She actually is the one that turned me on to All Media. And she passed the link on to me and told me, said, this is a site you need to join. And
right.
I didn't hesitate. I checked it out. I checked it out, and once I saw it, I said, yeah, I need to be here. And
okay.
Because I'm all about as well as helping and supporting and pushing independent artists, because for so long, you know, they have gotten the very short end of the stick.
Yes.
You know, a lot of major companies have really shunned a lot of artists to the curb, if you would.
Right.
My wife and I talk sometime, and we talk about how the world is just not hurting for artists because there's so many that are out there, you know. And it's all about them getting the opportunity. And sites like this, thanks to Therese again for starting this media, that it opens up the avenue and the doors for artists to be able to display their talents and their music and anything that has to do with media. And they get the shot of being able to let other people hear what they're doing. And,
yeah.
You know, from one person to another, the word moves on. And once the word moves, then somebody else that hadn't heard it gets a chance to hear it.
Right.
And it
exactly.
goes on and on and on and on.
Well, I think the beautiful thing about that particular site, too, even for a fan as such as myself who's over there on All Media Artists, you know, we can take your individual pages and post it out as a link, you know,
right.
so that when there's an artist that we're really digging their sound and what's going on with them, you know, we as the fans, not just yourselves as the artists, we as the fans can take the opportunity to pull those links from each individual artist page and post it out and let other people, you know about you and click that link and come over and experience, you know, a taste of your flavor. And so, I love that about the All Media Artists website. Now,
yes.
You have got some absolutely amazing accomplishments behind you, and I don't know if this is what, you know, defines you. It's very clear that you are a loving family man, looking at the pictures of your beautiful family and all of that, and then,
Thank you.
Just the creativity that you not only create for yourself but for the world to experience, but, you know, you having the opportunity, you know, to be a musician on Bobby Jones's Gospel Showcase on BET to
right.
you know, perform in behind some of the great, you know, artists, Aretha Franklin, Whitney Houston, and appearing on, you know, shows such as Arsenio Hall and Jay Leno and David Letterman. I mean, how does that feel for you as an artist? Is that
helps
define who you are, or is...
Well, I won't say that it defines it. I won't say that it defines who I am, but
okay.
it definitely says that God has blessed me to have had some great opportunities to work
yeah.
with some of the greatest artists that the world has ever known, and that's what it does, and that's what it. I even to this day, and I'm 55 years old, and I've been doing music for almost 40 years, doing it professionally for a little over 35, close to 40. I still look at my resume sometimes and be like, wow, I really did all of this stuff. It still to this day amazes me. My wife tells me a lot of times, she said, you know, it's so amazing that the person that you are, you know, you're just such a humble and regular person that,
yes.
you know, somebody that didn't know you and saw your resume would probably think, you know, you would have to more likely be one of the most arrogant people that ever walked the face of the earth. But, again, that is not what defines me.
Right.
You know, that is just some things that God has blessed me to do over the years and placed me in positions to where it allowed me to continue to just do what I love doing, and that is music. And it's just that the opportunities that I've had to be able to work with such great artists, and You know, I always just tell people that, you know, I want people to be able to say, never be able to say a negative word about me when my name comes up. You know, I don't want you to ever say Ralph Lofton and you're like, oh, God, that guy is just terrible. You know?
Right. That's
the thing that I try to live as when you hear my music. I try to live that life. And, you know, that's what I'm about. That's what I'm about. I'm about encouraging people. I'm about, you know, helping whoever I can, you know, giving advice to whoever I can. And that is what defines me.
There you go.
And my love, love for Christ.
You know, I just threw that out there, Ralph. You know, I had, to be honest with you, when I started talking to you at the top of the hour, I knew you would answer it that way. You know, but with the accomplishments, if somebody was to come along and read, you know, your resume, your bio, I mean, it is so very impressive. And, you know, and I'll be honest with you, you know, like I said earlier, too, is when I read that, I'm like, oh, my goodness, what do I even say to this man, you know? I'm just a little old online radio show host, you know, but I could tell from the minute, you know, of speaking to you that, you know, that you would make it very easy for me and that it's not an ego, you know, trip and all of that. You know. But I just figured, you know, just to put it out there, let's just ask, you know, what,
okay,
you know, in a sense, you know, what defines you as an artist and the accomplishments that you went through. But you know what? We've got a caller on the line that I think wants to either say or ask a question of you.
Okay.
So, John D. Green Sr., you are on the air with Ralph Lofton Jr. and Lady Flava.
Thank you, Lady Flava. Mr. Lofton, how are you?
I'm blessed, sir. How are you?
You are blessed indeed, being anointed at the age of 9. Such a generous phrasing, anointed, blessed, shined upon. I do have a question for you, sir.
Okay.
You have a song entitled, I Want It All.
I do.
Can you tell me the personal meaning behind that song? I listened to it several times in the last, 20 minutes or so. And that song is, there's something there, so I wanted to hear it in your own words.
Okay, it's actually taken from one of my favorite scriptures, which is Psalms 37 verse 4, that talks about delighting yourself in God, and He will give you the desires of your heart, and in that, as I was creating that song before I titled it, and as I was working on it, and it hit me just like a ton of bricks. I want it all because God says I could have it all. And even though I'm still striving to get it all, but that's where that song came from.
That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Amazing song from an amazing...
It is kind of one of my favorites as well, too.
Mm.
Well, you know what? With that said, gentlemen, I'm going to play I Want It All.
Okay.
All right. I Want It All by Ralph Lofton Jr. I can totally see, John, why you were drawn to this particular piece. You know, sitting here listening, understanding the meaning behind it, you know, man, I want it all too. You know, I want to wrap my arms around, you know, a wonderful, wonderful life and to be able to, you know, provide, you know, things for other people. You know, I want it all.
Exactly.
I want it all for all of you, you know. So, yeah, I totally feel you on that one, John. You know, I'm just like, I'm sitting here listening to that, and there's so many questions that I want to ask you and stories that I want to hear. You make me feel like, you know, like you're my uncle or something, and we're sitting on the porch having some lemonade, and that we just, you're telling me some just stories, and I just want to sit and listen and listen and listen. So, you know, I hate that the show's going to be over in like 15 minutes, but.
Well, yeah, as the saying goes, time flies when you're having fun.
Definitely, definitely. I am so enjoying this. But
and
you know,
just to say too, I love lemonade. If you would.
see, I knew that. But you know, I don't know if you are familiar with John D. Green over on the AMA website.
I have seen his site.
Okay.
In fact, I want to say that we are already connected. If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I thought so.
As we were connecting, sir, I was doing my homework on you.
Okay.
Okay. I just called in to congratulate you on your many accomplishments and to show you some love and respect and support from an up-and-coming musician who aspires to be where you are, like
much
you
appreciated.
Are.
Much appreciated. Much
appreciated, man. You do amazing work, sir. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, and just keep doing what you do as well.
Yes, sir.
That's what I want to ask you next, Ralph, if you don't mind. For an artist like John D. Green Sr., who is an up-and-coming, you know, artist, what advice would you give to him, you know, when, you know, you're new to the game, trying to find your way in being noticed to, you know, leaving your mark or making those connections and and feeling discouraged, you know, as an unknown artist? You know, what advice would you give to a young man like that?
Well, I tell a lot of young guys that are coming up that, you know, first thing always, regardless of what genre or style of music you're playing, always keep God first and spend time with him. You know, spend time with the Word of God and understand your purpose. You know, when you know what your purpose is, then it makes it easy to follow your dream. You know, we all have dreams that, because, like I said, I'm 55 and I'm still dreaming. And but it's all about, you know, allowing him to direct where it is you're trying to go, and not that you try to step out on your own, because once we do that, you know, we step into a whole lot of crazy things. And as we all know, you know, this industry is crazy, you know, and if you don't have the heart, if you don't have the faith to believe in yourself first, you know, and believe that God is directing your path, then, you know, it can tear you down easy, you know. And I'm you know, even now being an independent artist, because I went through the record company thing over some years, and, you know, I had my dream shattered, you know, many times, and which led me to, you know, seek God and said, look, you know, I know you gave this to me to do, but I need to know how can I continue doing it and, you know, do it to where I don't have to bow to certain standards, but I can do it the way you want me to do it. So always, you know, allow him. And then, like I said, just follow your dreams and stay, you know, steady, stay prayed up, and stay in the course of always practicing. You know, I do still don't practice enough like I should, but I always do. And, you know, make sure that you are always taking a new route with your music. Never settle. Never just stand in one place. Always want to do something different. Always want to do something different and better, if that makes a lot of sense, hopefully.
So out of curiosity, too, I'm just asking some questions in your behalf, John.
Okay.
Since we have the wise one, the veteran artist here, so how do you reach out and make connections, Ralph, with people that can help, you know, help put you in a position of being able to perform, you know, the way that you have in the past and things like that? I mean, how did that all come about for you?
Well, for me, a lot of things stemmed from when I was playing on Bobby Jones' gospel show several years ago. That was an opening for me to be seen and heard. And fortunately, you know, it really paid off. And once I saw that that avenue, you know, was a door opener, I took advantage of it. And one person, I would, you know, approach people, and from that person, you know, I would get led to another person, and it just continued on and on and on and on. It's like a snowball. But having sites like what we have today, but now, of course, that was a different time. You know,
right.
That was back doing the analog recording and record company, you know, time.
Right.
So, but even today, you know, sites like this, the All Media site, whereas, you know, you have all types of musicians and artists that are joining these sites, and, you know, you connect and find out, you know. And let me just say, anything that I can do, you know, to, you know, help, you know, steer you in another direction or steer you in a direction that you're trying to go, I'll be glad to do it. You know, I'll be glad to do it. Any avenues that I see that can be open to help you, I'll be glad to do it. Pass it your way.
Greatly appreciate it.
That's wonderful. What a blessing. So before the show is over, I do want to ask you about Rafton Music Enterprises. Tell us about that.
That is my music company that started several years ago. Actually, it started out being my first publishing company, which was actually titled Rafton Music. And once I started getting into doing the independent stuff and you know, being able to do different things, I used that as my heading title to open up other avenues under that name, which I have three publishing companies that are labeled under there. We're using also the name Rafton Music Enterprises as a record label. We are working. What I'm doing at this particular point is that I'm creating these instrumental projects to hopefully generate enough income to where we can turn that over and start to bring in and sign new artists to the label. So that's what we're working toward right now. And I work along with a partner of mine who is Joe Washington, along with my wife as well, that, you know, she does a lot of business things for us. And that is kind of the direction we're trying to take, you know, Rafton Music Enterprises / Duration Music, which is his company.
Okay.
And so that's what we're doing. We're trying to, you know, generate income enough to be able to turn it over and start bringing in new artists and helping artists that are already here and established that need an opportunity.
That's wonderful. So do you have any projects that you're working on as far as a musician, performing, you know, that's taking place right now or after the New Year?
Well, of course, we just released my new Christmas record, which is already out. We released it in November, and it is titled The Joy of Christmas. And we just released that, and right before that, we re-released a project that I had done several years ago for another company. But because I own the music to it, I repackaged and retitled the CD, and it's called Hymn Time. Yeah, it's called Hymn Time, and we just released that right before we released the Christmas record.
Okay.
So that's it, and I'm working on another CD to be released coming 2011. No specific date just yet, but I think I sent you the song I Still Believe.
Let's look on my list and see if I have it. I don't see it on my list.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to get that to you.
I think
that song,
you will.
Yeah, I definitely will. In fact, I will send it to you tonight.
Perfect.
It is the title of the next record. I hope the next record. Now, I can't say because, see, the way I do projects, I could be in the middle of one project and feel something else and go in a totally different direction. And that's the fun of being independent because, you know, you're not under the gun of anybody saying, you got to finish this, you got to do that. You know, I work under how I'm led, and if you know, my direction goes another way. But right now, we're working toward this upcoming CD called I Still Believe.
Okay. So out of curiosity, and unfortunately, people that are listening to the show live and to those that are in the chat room, this is clearly going to go over into the archive. So if you're wanting to continue listening, I promise, Ralph, I won't keep you forever. But if you want
I'm fine.
Feel free to call in to 347-857-1189, and you can just keep listening if there's a chance that you want to say anything to Ralph or ask any questions. You know, just hit that number one. But we've only got 3 minutes of it left of it streaming live, and then we'll be going into the archives, but it will still be recording, and you can always listen to it when you come back to the archives and check us out. So, again, feel free to call in, 347-857-1189. So, what is your main project that you've got going on right now? Is it, you know, working on you know, the Enterprise, is it working on your CD, your CDs, or what is what's consuming your time, in a sense, as an artist?
Yeah, right now that the CD projects are what is basically consuming the time that we are putting in it, because what we're wanting to do, you know, we're wanting to hit markets. And, you know, I won't say downfalls, but one of the holdbacks that we have is the fact that we don't have the type of finances to market like we really would love to do. And, of course, that kind of is the key that gets your projects in all of these different areas. But, again, thanks to sites like All Music is a place where I have my discography of the years that I spent in the business, but All Media and connecting with several different internet entities that are giving us airplay, you know, whereas a lot of radio wouldn't do so.
Okay.
So that's where we're spending our effort. We're spending our effort in, you know, making sure that we can get it to the masses, you know, and people are getting a chance to know that this these projects are out there. And, you know, thanks to you, and I, again, cannot tell you how much I appreciate you giving me this chance and this opportunity to, you know, be heard and allow people to know that there is somebody out there named Ralph Lofton that's doing music.
Well, you know, the beauty of Blog Talk Radio, Ralph, is that once the show is over and it's made available in the archives, you know, mm-hmm. we're able to pull it, and it's something that you can take and, as a link, or you can take it as an embedded code and put it on a website.
Well, I would love to put it on my website for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So I can send you the different two ways of taking a link and being able to upload it. You can send it out by mass email to your list for people to come back and listen to. And, you know,
great.
Of course, I'll be pumping it out there to my different networks and stuff to have people come back and check out your sound and what we're doing over here on the All Media Artists feature. So I appreciate, you know, this opportunity to get to know you, and I do hope that sometime, you know, you'll come back again and we can revisit this. And I want to stay updated on any projects that you've got going on, and
definitely.
I'm so looking forward to just, you know, getting to know you, your sound, and being able to share you with the listeners of Flava News Radio. So with that said, I want to play this song. It's the last song that I listened to prior to the show, and I think it's really powerful in my opinion. And I want to play A New Horizon.
Okay. I guess everyone you play, I say, is my favorite, one of my favorites.
I would hope it's your favorite.
Well, it really is.
So this is A New Horizon by Ralph Lofton, Jr.
Thank you.
right. That was A New Horizon by Ralph Lofton Jr. Ralph, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend this last hour with me. It has been a pure honor and pleasure to share this time and to get to know you and to share you with the listening audience, not only of the All Media Artists, fans and artists, but also with the Flava News Radio artists and our fans. And I just have enjoyed this. The time just went by way too fast. But
yeah, it did.
Please,
it really did.
Please keep me up on what's going on with you and any music that you want me to share on my shows. Just send it to radio@flavanews.com, and we will definitely play you. I am working this week, and I work with at-risk homeless youth, and my family celebrates on Christmas Eve, so I have agreed to go in and work Christmas Day. So I am going to be doing a special Christmas show on Christmas Day. So I am definitely going to play, you know, some of your music on that particular show.
I appreciate that so much.
Blessing. Definitely. So I want to thank you again for coming out. I want to thank all the listeners that came out to this, listen to this show live, to those. And there are so many in the chat room, Ralph.
I was trying to log on to it,
okay.
But somehow I did something that didn't get me in. So.
Oh, okay.
But,
okay, so you were able to see what the people were saying about.
I was. Yeah,
okay,
very humble to everything that everybody is saying, and just to your listening audience, thank you so much. Thank you all so much for allowing me to share, again, like I said earlier, share my heart with you all. And, lady, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity again. It is just overwhelming, and I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate you sharing what we do with your listening audience.
Well, you know what? It's what I'm here to do. You know, like I said earlier in the hour, you know, this is part of my ministry. God is opening the door for some very wonderful, beautiful, deserving artists to come through. You know, and so
It's
my honor, you know, to be a part of your journey, Ralph. It really, honestly,
well,
is.
You.
And so,
and you will continue. You will continue to be a part of it. I promise you.
I'm excited. I'm all the way up here in Seattle, Washington, getting to share you. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, people, you can find Ralph definitely over at the All Media Artists website, which is www.all-media-artists.com. But, Ralph, where else can people find information about you and be able to hear your sound?
Okay, my website is www.ralphloftonjr.com. Of course, you can always find me on Facebook. We're on MySpace. God, there's so many. The Coast Radio, we're part of that music site. JazzNetworkWorldwide.com, you can find us there. But more so, you can always catch me at my website, which is www.ralphloftonjr.com. Or if, you know, there's anything that you want to share, my email address is rtljr@ralphloftonjr.com.
Okay. Now, on your particular website, Ralph, is your CDs available for sale there, or where can they purchase
CD? Well, what happens, we were working on the PayPal. I haven't gotten that worked out yet for some reason. I got it on there. But there are links to each CD that's on my page that will take you directly to CD Baby, where you can purchase them. You can order the CD, or either you can download the CD from my site that will take you directly to cdbaby.com.
Perfect, perfect. I would encourage anybody listening to the show and digging Ralph Lofton's sound to, you know, step up and support him by purchasing, you know, either the digital download of his CD or CDs or, you know, a hard copy of it. This is how independent artists, you know, make moves and be able to, you know, take things to the next level. They, you know, of course they need you to spread the word because word of mouth is a powerful tool. But we also need you to step up and financially support by either paying to go to a showcase that they perform at or, you know, purchasing, you know, their music, you know, online or wherever you can find it.
Exactly. And also, too, that they know that I am open to coming to different cities to, you know, to do performances. So if that be the case, again, like I said, email me. If they want to send it through you, you can pass it on to me. And also the music, also for those that don't like to go to a lot of other sites, you can also get it on iTunes and Amazon and all of those other digital entities that are out there.
Okay, I'm getting the feeling that you can just Google Ralph Lofton Jr. and just find all kinds of information about him. So I would suggest you do it. Ralph, this has been an amazing experience for me. Thank you for making it easy. You know, like I told you, I was a little intimidated in the beginning, but you made it very easy for me. So
thank you.
As you can tell, I just don't even want to end the show, huh? But I will do so you can get back to your family. I know that it's late. But thank you so much for this, and I look forward to sharing you with my listeners, and I want to wish you and your beautiful family the most wonderful, happiest, merry holidays ahead, and much success to you, you know, in 2011.
Thank you, and a blessed holiday to you and your family as well.
Thank you so much. Good night, my friend.
Good night.